Episode 19. We're delving into my book, Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management, and finding out how to simplify conflict. Chaos happens. Here we choose to lead chaos rather than be led by chaos. We are sharing tips, resources, networks, and interviews that help you validate your ability to lead chaos successfully and remain steady on. Are you ready to lead chaos? Let's do it. This is the Leading Chaos Podcast, and I am your host, Rhea Wincolor. Welcome to the show. Miscommunication, fatigue, and stress. Those are three factors that always seem to fan the flames of dispute. And that's one of the burdens of conflict, is that it can feel so overwhelming, especially when we are fatigued or stressed. And then on top of that, that miscommunication comes in and whammo, we get stuck. A conflict doesn't need to be complex itself in order to have a powerful impact on us or anyone else involved. At the minimum, we get hurt feelings, we get an unwillingness to pursue resolution, and sometimes we even get explosive and have a bit of physical violence. And physical violence doesn't have to be an attack on another person. It could be walking around slamming doors and stomping your feet. I'm reading excerpts out of my book, Leading Chaos, An Essential Guide to Conflict Management. We're digging into this nonfiction and making it readable and manageable. In the last episode, I was getting into chapter one, which is titled Simplify Conflict. But one of the things I didn't really get to talk about is why I call the book Leading Chaos, which is also why this podcast is called Leading Chaos. Well, I like to think about it this way. Every time I go into any type of conflict, it feels chaotic. And I do feel like I rather have a role in leading it towards safety than being led by the chaos. And I do believe, I really believe this actually, that we as a society have that responsibility to take the reins. Because give it a little slack and violence, it will lead us. So fear not the title Leading Chaos. It does not mean creating chaos. It means taking a lead, staying steady, and finding a path that includes safety for all. So this isn't your typical read out loud book. It's going to be me giving you a little bit of background. And I want to talk about the fight or flight, or what I call the unwarranted power granted to conflict. And think about that, the unwarranted power. We give conflict power all the time. And we do this when we say certain phrases like, and just for readers who have this ebook, I'm on page 8. When we say, I don't know what got into me, or you might hear, I just couldn't stop myself. Perhaps something inside of me snapped. He went ballistic. I didn't recognize him. Or even worse, when everybody joined in and started chanting, fight, fight. It's all too common for people to use conflict as an excuse for their failure to exercise self-control. Conflict is not an entity. If it were, think about this. Managing its movement and impact would be easier. We could say to conflict, there you are, you scoundrel. I can see you. Get out of this house right now. Dismantling conflict's reign over people's action begins with revealing the source of its power. And the source of its power is that conflict makes people feel unsafe. And there's nothing worse. To be safe, let's define what that means. To be safe, to feel safe, means to be free from the threat of danger, harm, or loss. These three elements are at risk whenever you engage in a conflict. And a conflict that escalates into a physical confrontation, like a fist fight, that's really dangerous. But physical harm is the extreme outcome of this type of conflict. You don't need to feel physically threatened to be in danger. Conflict also triggers an emotional response and creates a state of vulnerability. And when we have that emotional loss of control, the unpredictability of conflict's impact and the degree to which it makes people, you and I, feel unsafe, it could be overwhelming. Sometimes potential conflict is enough to make capable people like ourselves avoid intercepting even the smallest of disputes. So how do we simplify conflict? Well, just what I was saying. Knowing that conflict makes us feel unsafe helps to clarify the initial goals of conflict management. Well, there's two primary goals in conflict management. The first one begins with yourself, and I call this personal safety. It's where you go and you ask this question, am I safe? And if you're not safe, how can you even expect to be helping other people? So we're going to be looking at how we gain our own safety. And then the next step, yeah, personal safety, the next goal is a scene safety. If a scene is not safe, you can't work on resolution. You can't try to solve it. If a scene is not safe, you have only one goal, and that is to make the scene safe. And when there's a conflict, a scene is never safe. Creating order from chaos without the use of brute force, it requires a certain array of universal conflict management tools. And these techniques rely upon your ability to sustain self-control and thus self-leadership. Self-leadership, it involves making a conscious choice to act in response to a conflict. Act versus react. Now let me define what ACT is. It's responding to a conflict without being pulled in emotionally and remaining calm and clear-headed. How easy is that, right? I mean, it sounds good on paper. To act, it's not like being an actor. To act in the context of leading chaos means to respond without being pulled in emotionally. That takes self-control, and to remain calm and clear-headed. And we also use breathing techniques for maintaining that self-control. And there is a whole chapter in this book on breathing. In essence, self-leadership entails choosing to look beyond your own self-interest. And I have a little quote here by Morihei Ueshiba. He's the founder of Aikido, and it is quite simple. True victory is self-victory. Changing your approach to conflict is a demanding transformation. The ability to view conflict as neither good nor evil permits us to see through the emotions of the moment and lead conflict out of chaos towards safety. And when we lead conflict out of chaos and create safety, we are leading chaos. The next chapter is titled To Prevent. So before we really worry about whether or not we're safe, well, maybe the first thing we should do is think about, can we avoid a conflict to begin with? And boy, I have an amazing skill coming up in that, which is in many ways like the crux of the model, the curriculum that I teach. And the curriculum, again, is the response curriculum. It's a crisis intervention model. If you have questions about that model, I do provide trainings for all types of settings, from acute care psychiatric facilities to schools, pretty much anywhere where there has been violence or conflict, I have met that site. I guess there's always new beginnings, of course. If you'd like to read along with me, you can download a copy of this book via ebook. And that could go to your tablet, I guess your iPhone or whatever. And you'll see me reading the words right off the page, essentially, but also giving it a little bit more weight and background to it. And that's really part of the joy of doing this podcast series on Leading Chaos, Essential Guide to Conflict Management. And the way that you could get this book is just go to the podcast website, which is the full title, leadingchaospodcast.com, and go to the show notes, episode 19. And essentially, if you subscribe, I will personally send you the coupon and the link for getting a copy. One more thing I'd like to ask you, dear listener, is to go to iTunes and leave a review and rating. And I really dig those 5-star ratings. It helps give more visibility to this and get the word out that there is a podcast on Leading Chaos and giving people real-time skills that they could take to further help them create safety in the world. Chapter 1 in review is as much about getting a little bit of my history from my beginning as an outdoor instructor to a researcher at the Yale Medical Library and then onto a career in conflict management where I am today, providing my response curriculum to agencies both nationally in the U.S. and internationally. But really, it's a start of a beginning for all of us in this step towards leading chaos. And that is an understanding of that self-leadership. Again, from O Sensei, true victory is self-victory. And we are all victorious here today, getting through an understanding that it begins with ourself, what we could do. Once we manage our own self-control, the possibilities are infinite. But it begins with ourself. And that takes away the burden of conflict. It really simplifies it for us. We don't have to be a grand wizard. We don't have to have a giant tool bag of different things to say. In fact, the less said, the better. We can let that all wash away and realize that having an understanding of our own level of control, managing that, will help us lead others. If you were looking at a crowd and it was frantic and everybody was running in different directions and you saw a single person out of the corner of your eye standing there with clarity in their eyes, looking forward, being calm in the center of that storm, I expect you, like myself, would gravitate towards that person and get a sense of wellness just by their mere presence, never mind what they're saying. That's what this story is about, and I'm so glad that you are joining me on this journey. Till next week, episode 20, we'll begin with To Prevent. I look forward to that, and I look forward to being with you. This is Real Wind Caller, signing off for now. As always, be kind. Be safe, and know that conflict is not an entity. It is us, each and every one of us. And because of that, we can lead it towards safety. Ciao for now, my friends.